Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Darren McKee, one of the hosts of The Reality Check here on the Antica Podcast Network. Each week, my co-hosts and I explore a range of controversies and curiosities using science and critical thinking. You can find us on iTunes, your favorite podcasting platform, and on Facebook by searching for The Reality Check, or by following us on Twitter at @TRC_podcast. Until then, keep an open mind, but not so open your brain falls out.
Illusionoid.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Illusionoid Podcast!
Wow.
Wow.
Amazing.
They're so happy to be here.
It's amazing.
Way incredible. Better than that other crowd.
Oh, that other crowd.
My God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So we're going to do a live podcast recording for you guys tonight. And we do have a special guest joining us on the show. Oh, man, you know this guy. He is legend. He is legend, right? Is he legend?
Yes. There's many legends that have been told.
Yeah.
Many of them predate him.
Yeah, that's true.
They are mostly medieval.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome one of the stars of Orphan Black, Christian Brune. Here he is. Christian Brune. Yeah.
Yes. Power walk to the stage. Power
yeah,
walk.
That's
power
it. Walk. That's it.
Yep.
Yes.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Wow, whoever was here before me was really short.
What?
Well, welcome to the show, Christian.
It's
great to have you
me.
Here. You've been on the show before?
I have.
Yeah.
Both live and not live.
That's right.
I was living both times, but yeah. Not in a... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So we're going to kick things off. Christian's going to join us on this podcast, and we're going to take a suggestion for a title. We'll use our... Why don't you flip through this time? Our Twilight Zone compendium here.
Yes. Okay.
So someone call out stop.
So this is a title of a Twilight Zone episode that we're going to use as a title for our own show. And there it is. Oh, boy. Folks, yeah. This originally aired on April the 21st, 1961. The Rip Van Winkle Caper.
Yes!
That's the title of our episode. I don't know this show. We're not going to tell this story.
We're just
going to use the title.
The Rip Van Winkle Caper.
The Rip Van Winkle Caper. All right. And so we'll kick things off with the way we introduce our podcast. It goes a little something like this. In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear could change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Hear me! Whenever you may be, wherever you are is not important, for it is when you are that concerns the last man of the universe. I transmit to you deep inside the moon, sending you dire warnings of the future to come. And when I am not doing that, I am tending to my Zen garden. Made of moon dust and human skulls. I have a tiny rake. Made of a human arm. Who knows how old he or she was when they perished, but it is tiny. It's grim! Now, on to tonight's warning. In your future, insomnia will reach near pandemic levels, and with it, so will the levels of exciting crimes, like heists, thefts, jewel thefts, painting thefts, really dangerous stuff! Listen on.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, God. This has been so long since I've slept.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's just this insomnia. Everybody's got it.
I don't know what the hell is going on, Tim.
Well, gentlemen, that's what we're here to find out. Thank you.
What's wrong, Doctor? What's wrong with us?
Yeah.
We won't know that until we chemically put you to sleep.
What?
You can do that?
Sounds like you're killing us.
Only partially.
Gary, did you sign up for this?
I guess. I mean, maybe my wife signed me up for it. I don't know.
Yes, your wife.
Sounds like something she'd do.
Yeah.
Tell right? me about Am I right?
It. You're right. You're always right, right, Tim. Tim, you're always
wives,
right.
Wives, huh?
Did either of you have birthdays recently?
Well, yeah.
These are very popular birthday presents that loved ones give to each other.
Chemical sleep?
Chemical sleep as part of an ongoing study to investigate the insomniac pandemic.
Oh, well, anything you could do, I would love to sleep.
This is literally the worst.
We will chemically put you down, not like we do to animals.
Right.
Why? What do you do to animals?
Yeah.
We chemically put them down until they die.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
I thought they went to doggy purgatory.
Yeah, I thought they went to a farm upstate.
They do both of those things. After they die, their spirits go to purgatory where they are forever judged.
Horrible.
Yes, well, this...
Don't do that to me.
Oh, yeah, no,
you're
no,
not messing
you're not
with our spirits, are you, Dr. Plimpton?
You're not an animal. No, I'm not a veterinarian, but the latest research I've read is that, yes, they did determine that all animals go to purgatory.
Oh.
Yeah, where they continually search for meaning, what they did wrong or what
that
they did right.
That movie lied.
Right? Mm. Which movie?
The one about the dogs and heaven.
Oh.
The carcasses will go to a farm upstate.
Oh, cool. Okay, right. So that's true then.
Great. Yes, yes,
great.
Yes.
So, I support that.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, I'm fine. I'm pro farm.
I've always been pro farm.
I'm pro carcass on farm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good, yes.
Yeah, I'm here to pick up the doggy carcasses to go upstate. You got any of those?
Oh, wait
yeah,
a minute.
Just in that wheelbarrow.
Hey,
over
hey,
there.
Hey,
Dr.
Hey,
Plimpton, yeah. you have carcasses here?
Yes, we share our laboratory with a team of veterinarians who are in charge of putting animals to sleep.
But you ain't no vet.
You're
are
not
you?
A veterinarian, are you?
Not yet.
Oh, someday though, huh?
Yes,
keep
working
studying.
On the degree.
Yeah. Keep studying,
you'll get there.
Man.
In the meantime,
I have faith.
I'm volunteering in the sleep studio.
Oh, cool. Wait, makes it sound fancy.
You are a real doctor.
You're a doctor, though.
Doctor.
Like Dr. Plimpton is a
real doctor.
Doctor is my given name.
Oh.
I
like,
see.
That's Gary. I'm Tim. Your first name is Doctor.
I'm Dr. Plimpton. Yes.
So what is your title then?
Master.
Master Dr. Plimpton.
Master Dr. Plimpton. Okay. I'm quite a young man. And,
master of doctors, Dr. Plimpton?
Master of ceremonies.
Oh.
Okay.
And are you? What kind of degree are you working towards?
A degree in veterinary science. But before I am completely verified to put living things down until they die, I am only allowed to put things down until they fall into a deep slumber.
Oh, that sounds like what we want to do.
Yeah, Tim, I think I want to do that.
Gary, me too.
And once we put you down into that slumber, we will study you and determine why no one can sleep, namely you two.
Okay, well, all right. I'm all
I'll
for
try
it.
Anything.
Yeah, man.
But what about all these dog carcasses?
Oh, yeah. They will.
Now we're getting those out of here in just a couple of minutes.
Oh,
just
good. I thought we were going to sleep on them.
Yeah.
You want to sleep
what are the
on
them?
No, I thought we were. Like, no, they kind of look like.
What are the mattresses going to be that we're sleeping on?
Oh, not quite dead animals.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so the dog carcasses are going to a farm upstate. Mm-hmm. The living animals that are scheduled to die, you will be sleeping on. They're very sick.
Okay.
Don't disturb them.
Well,
please.
Let's do it, Doc. I'm dying
dignity.
To sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. Have just a rest in those horses.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, God.
That's nice.
It's warm.
I got to hoof in my back.
Sorry. And your name, I can't remember. Was it Glenn?
No. I'm Gary.
That's Gary.
Tim.
I'm Tim.
Gary, Tim. And Tim, you can have a rest in just the cats over there.
Oh, sure.
My horse has a big sore.
Well, your horse has a sore? That's just you put your head to the side of that.
Oh.
That's all right.
All right, my cats are kind of squirming, but it kind of feels nice.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll need you like they would their mother. That's
well,
their,
that's nice.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
nice.
Because they want to live.
I think my horse is dead.
All right, fire it up, Doc. Put us to sleep. Whatever it takes, man. I'm going bananas.
You with some near lethal chemicals.
Oh, near
lethal. Yes, you will sleep, and we will get to the bottom of this. I promise you.
All right. Okay.
All right. As you slowly take your slumber. I'm going to turn my phone off because this is a live recording.
Yeah, it's very bizarre. Yeah. You're not a very professional master of ceremonies, Dr. Clinton.
You're recording this?
Yes, we are recording. You're sleeping because we
wanted
to study.
Agree we didn't agree to that.
I just want you to count to 10.
I didn't agree.
We didn't agree.
Say, I agree to this. You are now completely asleep.
Master Dr. Plimpton.
Yes.
Are our subjects asleep?
They are quite asleep. Let me just check. By poking them. Hey! Yes. Hey, wake up!
Nothing good.
Hey, quite
asleep. Five more minutes.
I can say.
So they're fully receptive to suggestion at this point. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. And they can sleep for as long as we wish them to. Be it an hour, a day, or their natural lifetimes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And how much... shall we say, mobility do they have in this state?
In this state, full ambulatory mobility, depending on what suggestions we give them.
Wonderful, wonderful.
We can even induce a waking sleep, where they act awake, but are in fact asleep.
Perfect.
Living waking nightmares.
Perfect. So let's go over the plan one more time.
We induce sleep in them.
Indeed.
Check.
Then we instruct them on how to rob the fortress.
Yes. Yes, the wealthiest fortress in Europe.
Exactly.
Buckingham Palace.
Nottingham Palace.
Nottingham Palace. Home of the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Exactly. The spacefaring Sheriff of Nottingham.
The most powerful person in Europe.
Indeed. They will obtain for us the orb.
And the dagger.
And the crest.
And a painting.
And a scepter.
And they will return those to us.
Then we will take those things, revive them from their sleep, and they will have no knowledge or memory of perpetrating this caper.
Exactly.
All right.
Or we just continue to put them to sleep until they die and we take them to a farm upstate.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes.
I really want that orb.
Yes. Oh, no. Oh, they will definitely carry out our mission. I'm
okay.
Just saying.
All right,
you know,
good. I just wondered
evidence,
if you were getting
you know
cold
I mean?
Feet.
Oh, God, no. Oh, I am a little nervous. The Sheriff of Nottingham is a vindictive sort.
Indeed. That's why we could never perpetrate this caper ourselves.
Ah. And that's why we have enlisted the help of two unwitting stooges.
That's right, our drowsy accomplices.
Oh, surely the inspiration to a yet-to-be-written Broadway musical.
Indeed! High-kicking dancers they'll have.
High-reference fun.
Indeed! I would like to narrate that show by sitting in an armchair, perhaps.
Only you could do it, my friend.
Indeed, I could. I could!
You could, and you will.
And I will.
And when you're done, Bob Saget will replace you.
Indeed. He's filthy!
Oh, but so dangerous.
Oh, he's dangerous.
He belies his friendly human personality.
It's true. They're stirring.
Quick, yeah. Quick.
Quickly, we must implant the subconscious post-suggestive hypnosis.
I will now dial the hypno ray to 19.
Perfect.
In 3, 2, 1.
Oh, I am the awakened state of sleeping, Gary.
Sleeping, awake, sleep.
Awakened.
Awakened, also sleeping.
Gary. Gary.
Carl.
Carl.
Oh, wait. No, I'm the
Gary.
That's Gary.
Gary.
That's Tim.
Tim.
Hi. Yes.
Gary
Doctor,
is I.
Tim is here.
I am awoke.
I am asleep but awake.
Huh?
We have instructions for you.
Give instructions to me.
You are to infiltrate the fortress of Nottingham.
Oh.
In that fortress, you will find a treasure room. The treasure room is on level 2.
You will have to go upstairs.
No!
There you will find an elevator and take it down two flights. From there, a rope ladder will take you to the ground floor again.
Where we started.
And then up the stairs.
At the end of the hallway, you will find a movator, which is one of those level escalators, you know, the kind you see in the airport.
Yeah.
No walking.
At the end of that movator, you will find the access panel to the treasure room of the Fortress of Nottingham. The Fortress of Not... The treasure room is located directly underneath the bedroom of the sheriff. It is... booby-trapped.
No, booby-trapped.
There are 14 poison darts, each tipped with curare.
Curare?
A deadly nerve toxin.
I was going to ask, but thank you for clearing it up.
You are now being flooded with the antidote. So if you are hit by one of these darts, you will not perish, but you will become Logi.
Logi-er than we are asleep awake.
Yes.
Okay.
Loki, the god of mischief?
No.
Loki. Loki. It's an adjective.
Loki.
Loki. No, not Loki.
Okay. Not Loki.
No.
No. No, you will be alert, but Logi.
Yes.
So you know what? I don't know what Loki
slightly
is.
Listless.
Awoken.
And our mission is to be hit by darts.
All right.
Yes.
Get 14 darts.
And come home.
No!
With the Sheriff of Nottingham.
There's, no!
Oh, there's
not,
more?
You will not alert the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Do
to
not
your
alert the Sheriff about the darts.
Do not shoot the
darts with the sheriff
with the Movator.
You will find an orb.
An orb.
An orb.
You will find a crest.
A crest.
You'll also find a scepter.
A scepter.
You will find a painting.
A painting.
The painting will contain an orb, a scepter, and a crest.
Are they all in the painting?
Yes.
Oh, so just a painting.
No, they're separate as well.
Okay. Two sets.
Two sets of each, one inside a painting.
Would it not be more convenient to just get the painting?
Do not question us. You're asleep.
And yet awake.
I am Loki, god of mischief.
Oh, you're messing it up.
I think they're ready.
I think they're ready as well. All right, bring them around, Master Doctor.
All right. And just turn the dial back down to zero.
Oh, yes, from 19.
And wait, bring them up.
They're coming around.
There you go. And Gary, Tim.
I feel like I've slept for at least 10 minutes.
Yeah. Wow, I've never felt so refreshed in years.
Good. Well, I'm sure you appreciated that birthday present from your loved ones.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now,
I guess so.
Do our bidding.
Yes, Master. No. We will rob the Sheriff of Nottingham. We will get the orb and the scepter and the crest and the painting of an orb and a scepter and a crest.
And I look forward to using a movator for the first time.
I cannot wait to be hit by darts that will have no effect.
I will make sure I don't pee so as to lose the antidote.
How do we get to England?
Here are two first-class tickets.
Oh, first-class. Very nice.
Oh, I am going to drink so much.
I'm going to watch a bunch of movies.
Later at the airport.
Here is my ticket for a flight to England.
I would like to be very drunk soon.
I would also like to have a movie.
Sorry, I'd just like to see your boarding passes, please.
Here is boarding pass.
All right, and your passport's open to the photo page?
Sure, this is me and my photo.
That's
passport?
You. That's Tim, that's right. Okay, all looks
passport.
In order. And,
Gary.
Take yours.
Did you forget?
Do you have your passport, sir?
I never got my passport.
I'm sorry. Do you have? You're traveling to England. Do you not have your passport, sir?
Ah, yes, England. I have a.
So, I'm sorry. Without the proper.
I am Gary.
I understand. I can vouch.
Well,
this
that's
is
Gary.
Tim can vouch for me being Gary Shrimps.
Well,
for
how long?
Sure. He's
how
Gary
long
Shrimps.
Have you known? How long have you known Gary? Tim?
Well, I've known Gary for most of my life.
All right, and Gary.
Yes.
You are Gary. You answered. You turned around Gary when I Shrimps. Said Gary.
Yeah,
you,
I was looking longingly at Tim because we've spent our whole life together as best friends.
Well, all right.
Sleepy best friends.
So tired. Awake. Really just want to get on that plane.
Duh. Okay.
All right. Well, just this once because you guys look honest.
We're very honest, if nothing
Thank
else.
Thank you very much. What is your name there?
It's Sheila.
Thank you, Sheila. Sheila.
You're welcome.
You have a nice smile and mustache.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you. Just make your way down the gangplank.
Thank you.
The gangplank of pirates?
Bang, 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 blank.
Blank, blank.
Gang, blank.
Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. British Airways 8422 to Heathrow.
More wine!
Been asked by cabin staff to cut off the bar.
We haven't started.
Why is the cabin staff so stingy?
Yeah, we're in the first of class.
First class.
First class.
First class.
I am a god of mischief.
First all right, class. All right.
Give okay. me wine.
Excuse all me. Right. Excuse me, gentlemen. I'm going to have to ask you to quiet down. The other passengers are getting a little
first
bit alarmed.
Class.
By the, that's
first
better.
Class.
Okay, that's better.
First class.
Bring me wine. Bring me mead.
I will. Okay.
8 hours later.
I've more meat, more wine.
And we're beginning our descent, ladies and gentlemen. I've been asked by the cabin crew to please ask you to stop chanting.
First class.
I hear you through our footlong.
Football on the TV
door.
Is very wonderful.
Football. All
I right. joined the Mile High Club by myself.
Okay. It is your right as a first class passenger.
You'll need a hot towel in that case.
I too, please.
Okay.
We're like just leader. Landing on the tarmac now. The Heathrow is right in front of us. The Fortress of Nottingham is just to the left.
Oh, so
convenient.
Close to Heathrow.
Convenient. Mm. Early in its existence, they knew it was near nothing, but then London expanded.
So expanded.
It's sprawling.
And so we wish you a pleasant day in Heathrow or Nottingham or wherever wherever England geography is.
Quickly to the Sheriff of Nottingham's fortress.
I'm so drunk. Wait.
You should not have drunk so much on the airplane.
Who has mead on an airplane? Let's go.
There it is.
Oh.
Okay. Remember the instructions.
Yeah.
In the door to the ground floor.
But hello, don't take
welcome
the stairs.
Punch!
Good one, Timmy.
Never saw it coming.
No.
Okay. We take the elevator 2 floors up.
Down.
What?
Rope ladder up to
what?
The main floor.
To where we are.
Yes.
Do and we then have to stairs do all that, or should we just stay floor? Where we at the, yeah, so let's just go up 1 floor.
But we're not following the instructions.
It just kind of circles back. There's okay. the Movator.
Movator.
You don't have to. Look, you stand on it, and I'll walk, and you. But you walk, too, and pretend you're the Flash.
You're
so
look
fast.
At me.
You're so much
so
faster
fast.
Than me. So faster than me.
I'm going back. I want to do it again.
Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again.
Look at me go. Oh, my God.
Okay, here is the door.
Okay.
The access panel is here. What were we supposed to do with the access panel?
I guess just push it open. I'm fine.
You have 14 darts in here.
I'm fine. I'm telling you. I'm fine.
All right.
I got pointies, but I'm fine.
Now, they said the art stash was under the bedroom, but they didn't say where that was in relation to the access panel or the door.
Right. Should we just knock on the ceiling?
Yeah, we'll just knock on this door.
All right.
Hey! Let us in.
Door one.
First class.
Hello?
Hey, well, how are you?
It's the treasure room.
Yeah. Is this the treasure room?
Yeah, it is.
I've heard
room.
So much about it.
Are you a beef eater?
I'm a beef eater. I'm just sitting down to some beef right now.
Oh.
Yes, I can smell that beef and it smells so good.
Can we also have some beef?
We need beef.
We need to have beef.
Are you beef eaters?
I've eaten beef, if that's your question.
Yeah, we've got colds, so we don't have an accent.
Yeah.
Well, frankly, I'm rather stuffed of beef right now. You're happy to finish mine.
Oh, are you really so full of beef?
I'm quite bloated.
You should lay down. Probably lay down for a bit.
I feel rather tired.
Did you have a Yorkshire pudding?
I did. How did you know?
You look like one.
Oh,
do you want to lay down and maybe have a rest? Here, have one of these darts.
Oh, I'm quite logy now.
What?
You're
what,
Loki? No. I am Loki.
Are
the
you?
God of mischief.
No.
But I see that now.
A loogie?
Sure.
Oh!
Insult to injury.
That felt good.
There is the art. It was just beside the beef the whole time.
Should we take... Okay, so we take beef.
Scepter.
Beef.
Beef.
Painting,
gravy.
Yorkshire pudding.
Crest.
Pillow.
Got it.
Meanwhile, upstairs, Lord Sheriff.
Yes, sir. Yes. What is it? What?
Are you sleeping?
Not anymore. You've woken me up.
I just needed to know. I was going to check if you were sleeping.
No, I'm awake. I'm awake. Is there something? It's in the wee hours of the morning. Why are you waking me?
I just wanted to make sure you were sleeping soundly, sir.
I'm wide awake now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's going on?
You were sleeping.
Right.
I came in to check on you.
Are you a beef eater?
Yeah, quite bloated.
The only reason you'd be in my sleeping chambers is if someone had breached the treasure room.
Oh.
Has the treasure room been breached?
You know what? Yes, it has, but I didn't want to wake you.
You're a little logy, aren't you?
Well, I like to think of myself as a rather low-key person.
No, I mean low-key, as in listless and lethargic.
You know, it's funny. I'm British, but I don't have a good command of the English language.
I noticed something protruding from your buttocks. May I?
Oh, I wish you would.
Ah, it's one of the poison darts that guards the treasure room.
You know what? Someone must have set the alarm off.
There's 13 more of these where this one came from. If we follow the trail of poison darts, we'll find the culprits.
Very well, then. Did you want to go back to sleep?
No, I'm wide awake now.
All right.
Come with me.
Oh, I'm so bloated.
2 boarding passes to America, please.
I can't find my ticket.
But I have both.
Okay.
2 then boarding passes back to America. We have just carry-on luggage.
Hi.
Do you have your passport?
Of course I have mine.
You look just like Sheila, but you sound different.
Well, I have a sister, actually.
Is she in America?
Yes, she is.
Oh, what's your name?
William.
William. Oh,
yes.
You look just like Sheila.
Very British.
You have the same mustache.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Mm. Well, this looks all in order, Tim. You look all good
thank
to go.
Thank you.
And you, sir, can I see your passport?
I'm going to be frank with you.
You're frank? Your
no,
passport
no,
says
I'm,
Tim.
I'm being
no,
honest
he's
with you.
Tim. I'm all Gary. Right.
Your sister let Gary fly without a passport.
I'm Gary Shrimps.
So we should probably go back just so that she doesn't have the shame of that move on her resume.
You would be tarnishing and besmirching her American name.
You're right. This would be saving my dear sister's job, wouldn't it? All right. You can get on this time.
Do you have mead?
Of course.
Okay,
mead.
Good.
First class.
Gangplank. First flank. Clean,
over
clank.
Here, sir. They went into the airport.
Oh, here. Yes. Look. Another dart. And another one. And another one leading up to gate number 14.
Oh, if we hurry, maybe we could catch them.
Oh, they're closing it now. Excuse me!
Yes, sir. May I help you?
We've been ripped off. Our treasure room has been breached, and our treasures have been stolen. The culprits are on board.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I can't open the gate again once it's closed.
But they're on board! The scepter, the crest!
Oh, I'm so sorry. So sorry, sir.
You don't sound sorry. You sound facetious, is what you sound.
I wish there was something I could do.
Oh, you're mocking me, aren't you?
But we've closed the gate.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, is this person bothering you?
Uh-oh, me?
No, hey, is this person bothering you?
Oh, I'm afraid he is. He's rather angry about the gate closing.
All right, the gate's closed.
Gate's
you
closed.
Can't
you're
come
bothering me.
Thank you so much.
I'm trying to sleep here. You're all being a bother.
All right, we're bothering her, so let's go.
Are you happy, sir? You woke
the queen. Who do you think you are, the sheriff of Nottingham?
Yes.
Where's your passport?
I don't have a passport.
Well, then get out of here.
My crest is my identification. It's on board the plane.
If I was with you, wouldn't you?
I'm sorry, your crest is on the plane,
sir.
This is the poorest customer service I've ever had.
Typical.
Please don't tweet about us.
Get out of here.
Piss off.
All right, I'll go.
Please fill out a survey of our customer service.
Yeah, please fill out.
Yes, I will. I'll fill out your survey, all right.
Remember, check one for
not so badly good, and 5 for jolly, very water. Jolly, yes, indeed.
And in the middle, there's a button for Logie.
Yes, I'll be pressing that one.
I'm off with you. Oh. First class, first class, first class.
Oh, thank
more
you for
meat,
well,
more
now.
Meat,
landing
more meat.
In the
more.
Place from which you departed.
We did it!
America!
America! Just to the left of the tarmac, you'll find the Sleep Institute / Veterinarian.
Let's go!
Yo. Wait.
So much mead. Hello, we have returned with your items from England.
Master of Ceremonies, Dr. Plimpton.
We brought the gravy and the Yorkshire pudding.
So
and
much beef.
Painting and a scepter and an orb.
Excellent. Place it here in this receptacle.
Clank.
Plump.
And now you may take your rest upon this pile of antelope. And you, Tim, may lie on the sheep.
Oh, mine is nicer.
Mine has horns. Is that what's pointing in my butt?
Yes.
I have ten horns pointing in my... Wait, yes. What are these?
Oh.
What are these darts in my butt?
Oh, nothing. I'll just insert
10
some
darts
what?
Were in my butt.
Huh? What?
Wake up!
Hello? Hey!
Tim?
I feel so rested.
Yeah, me too. Kind of jet-lagged, but rested? Which is a weird feeling, seeing as I slept on a horse. Wait, that's an antelope.
There's all this puke down the front of your shirt.
I'm absolutely covered in beef and
what
gravy.
What happened to us while we were asleep?
Oh, it was quite a fascinating study.
Why is there a painting covered with gravy in this receptacle?
And a big hunk of beef.
Thank you for bringing the beef, by the way.
What?
What do you mean, bringing the beef?
What do you mean? You
only my wife says that to me.
Yeah, high five.
Yeah. It's a sex thing.
Well, you two not only have gotten over a round, a bout of insomnia, you were unwitting participants in a little plan that my colleague Carl and I had.
We called it the Rip Van Winkle Caper.
Why?
Let's see.
Only two highly skilled...
sleepwalking.
Somnolent stooges.
Yes.
Could have done what we masterminded.
Did you call us stooges?
Oh.
Give me one of those darts.
Yeah.
Oh, my eye!
Joke's on you. I don't even like capers.
Yeah. Darts are stupid.
Ow. Capers are disgusting.
Quick, Carl, we need some of the antidote.
Oh, the antidote. It's in them.
Sorry, lads.
Looks like this beef and gravy belongs to Tim and Gary.
Oh, I'm being poisoned by
Carare.
First class, first class, first class, first class, first class.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christian Brown! Thank you so much for joining us here at the Social Capital Theater. Thank you to Jim Clayton for being on Sound and Music.
There he is.
That's Jim Lee Clayton. Smart. That's Paul Bates. I'm Nog Nargang. Thanks so much to the Social Capital for having us tonight.
The Rip Van Winkle Caper. Improvised by Illusionoid. Starring Paul Bates, Lee Smart, and Nog Nargang. With special guest, Christian Broom. Live music and sound effects by Jim Clayton. Recorded live at the Social Capital Theater in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, January 17th, 2017. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit teepublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and two great places to follow and share our show. Illusionoid is brought to you by Antica Productions. Check out all the other podcasts on the Antica Network, such as Pick a Number with Adam Groh and Issue Zero with Fred Kennedy. And follow them both on Twitter at Pick a Number Pod and at Issue Zero Pod. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find out about us. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.